Dave Newman joins us right now to talk about concealed weapons. And just so you don't get confused with what happens in Florida and what happens here, listen to what he has to say. He's a lead instructor for concealed carry, NOLA, NRA certified registered instructor with the Louisiana State Police Concealed Handgun Unit. Good morning, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, Tommy. How about you, man?
Pretty good. Dave, I'm guessing right now George Zimmerman wishes he had never gotten a concealed carry permit. What do you think?
Well, you might be right, but obviously I don't think George took my class.
Yeah. Why? Wait, and tell me why.
Well, I mean, when we teach people that are looking to get a concealed handgun permit, I mean, one of the first things that we say that when you even suspect someone to be a threat, that the first thought you should have is to avoid and escape the potential threat. Maximize your distance from danger, seek cover and safety, dial 911, and let the authorities handle the situation. You don't follow the guy. That's the first thing I think he did that wouldn't follow what I would teach him in a class. In my opinion, that this case is going to come down to determining who is the aggressor. Because like the previous guest you had on was saying, I agree with a lot of what he was talking about. The aggressor cannot claim self-defense. A person who is the aggressor or who brings on a difficulty cannot claim the right of self-defense unless he withdraws from a conflict in good faith and in such a manner that his adversary knows or should know that he desires to withdraw and discontinue the conflict. Now, witnesses and evidence will have to show who was the aggressor. The lawyers for Martin are going to say that Zimmer was the aggressor since he sounds like he followed him even after the police told him not to. And the lawyers for Zimmerman will probably say that their client was attacked by Martin and that Zimmerman was trying to flee and that Martin just kept attacking him, giving him no choice but to shoot him. But we don't have all the evidence, and we're going to have to, you know, wait and see what more evidence comes out. Maybe there's more that we don't know, but it's going to come down to whoever was the aggressor or not.
The only thing we do have is the 911 call, which I'll play earlier, and Zimmerman says he's following Martin, and the police say don't do it. And
right.
He continues to do it, so that would be pretty strong evidence.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we've got that on tape. I mean, so it's going to be hard for him to avoid that. I mean, the real question also comes down to whenever you're talking about using lethal force is the what they call the reasonable man doctrine. And, you know, to use lethal force, you have to meet all three criteria of ability and opportunity. And are you in immediate threat or jeopardy? And, yeah, I also like to add a fourth criteria just to avoid such gray areas like this case presents, and that's the criteria of preclusion. What that means is that you must have done everything within your power to avoid having to use deadly force in the first place without placing yourself or other innocent people in jeopardy. So I don't think you did that, but, you know, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not the judge, and I'm not going to be people on the jury, but that's the kind of information I'm going to be looking for if I were on the jury and if I were in that courtroom.
Dave, in terms of when you decide to pull that gun out, I've heard it put to a dollar figure before. People have talked about it, and I don't remember what the dollar figure is, a 90-something thousand-dollar decision. Am I remembering that right or not?
That, yeah, I mean, you're going to have court costs, lawyer costs. I mean, yeah, it can be quite expensive, and that's another thing that we teach. We have a couple of classes that address exactly this kind of stuff. Whenever you're going to have a permit for carrying a gun concealed, the personal protection outside the home course that we teach, it covers all of that stuff and how much expense you could have involved. You might even want to contact a lawyer prior to getting your permit so that you have somebody to call in case you ever have to use it. God knows you hope you never have to use it, even if you get a permit. But, it could be very expensive.
Is there a dollar figure they put on that, or am I making that up?
Well, I mean, that's a good ballpark.
About $94,000, something like that?
Yeah, that's a good ballpark. Okay. I mean, when you consider, you know, if you have to use lethal force, most of the time people are arrested, even if they are determined to be innocent later. They have to, you know, bail themselves out, and then you have court costs and lawyers' costs. Yeah, it's expensive.
And I'm getting some texts from people because some things we found is that Trayvon Martin had no criminal record. George Zimmerman was arrested, charged with resisting officer with violence, battery of law enforcement officer. The charge was reduced to resisting officer with violence and then waived when he entered an alcohol education program. He was not given a test for toxicity at all after this shooting happened. He filed a civil motion for a restraining order, or his ex-fiancée did, against him. He counterfiled for a restraining order against her. Competing claims were resolved with both restraining orders being granted. Would any of that preclude you from getting a concealed carry permit? And did anything go wrong here in the process or not?
No, it wouldn't, because he wasn't convicted of anything. So, I mean, his record, I mean, it sounds like he might have had an alcohol problem, but it never made it to his record.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if it did, then it might stop him from getting a permit.
Gotcha. Anything you want to add before we let you go, Dave?
No, that people just need to keep an open mind, and that if you do decide to get a permit and carry a gun for self-defense, please get trained, because this is the kind of stuff that happens if you don't know what you're doing when you're carrying it. You can get yourself in a lot of trouble.
It is a very serious decision to make and an awesome responsibility once you start carrying.
That's right.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate your time.
All right, Tommy.
Have a great day. Oh, if somebody wants to get involved in taking a course, how do they do it?
They can always go to my website at concealedcarrynola.com. And if they have a hard time remembering that, they can always go to just concealedhandgunpermit.com.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
All righty.